Well, the port will go out, but, you know, we weren't in order. We're at that order of business of messages from the house.
From the House of Representatives, February 27, 2015. Message number 429, concurrence passed. Mr. President, the House did concur on Senate amendments to the bills listed below by the vote indicated. House Bill 45, Health Care Sharing Ministry, ayes 55, excused 5. Message number 429, concurrence passed. House Bill 62, Property Tax Exemption for Religious Education Camps. Ayes 55, noes 2, excused 3. Message number 430, concurrence passed. House Bill 106, Non-Consensual Towing Services. Ayes 56, noes 1, excused 3. Message number 432, concurrence passed. House Bill 127, Termination of Employment Wages. Ayes 57, noes 1, excused 2. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, February 27, 2015, message number 431. Concurrence failed, Mr. President. House Bill number 121. Article 5, Convention Limitations. The House failed to concur on Senate amendments to the bill listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 19, noes 39, excused 2. The House requests the Senate appoint a conference committee number 1 to meet with like committee from the House to report recommended amendments to the bill for final consideration by both houses. From the House of Representatives, February the 27th, 2015, message number 433, Joint Conference Committee Report Adopted, recedes from non-concurrence. Mr. President, House Bill 42, Unclaimed Property Merchant Stored Value Cards. The House adopted the Joint Conference Committee number 1 report on the bill, listed above by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, noes 15, excused 4. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk. From the House of Representatives, February the 27th, 2015, message number 434. Conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, The House appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 100. The House conferees are Representative Madden, Chairman, Representative Campbell, and Eklund. From the House of Representatives, message number 435, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1. Mr. President, the House appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 144. The House conferees are Representative Harshman, Chairman, Representative Northrup and Stubson. From the House of Representatives, message number 436, conferees appointed Joint Conference Committee number 1, Mr. President. The House appointed House conferees to meet with a like committee number 1 from the Senate on amendments to House Bill 121. The House conferees are Representative Miller, Chairman, Representative Laurison, and Lindholm. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Is that it? We have some concurrences. Senator Emmerich, are you ready on message number 425 addressing Senate file number 4, dry bean research?
Yes, Mr. President, I am.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
February the 27, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 425, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 4, dry bean research. The Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 46, noes 12, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Emmerich.
Mr. President, I move message 425, concurrence requested to Senate file 4, dry bean research, and I ask that you vote aye. We had a fairly decent little bill that produced a dry bean commission for those growers and handlers that could get together to provide funds for research, very similar to the wheat commission or to the beef checkoff. We sent a fairly decent bill over there. It was attempted to be amended several times, and those House members with common sense fought off these amendments with alacrity. We only have two amendments, and they relate to reports given to the Agriculture State Public Lands Committee, and the other is removal of either appointed or elected members of this dry bean commission. So I ask for your aye vote.
Any further discussion on the message? The motion is that the Senate do concur with message number 425, which is addresses Senate file number 4, dry bean research, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Escabel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon.
Aye.
Meyer.
Aye.
Pappas.
Aye.
Perkins.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Ross.
Aye.
Rothfuss.
Aye.
Scott.
Aye.
Von Platern.
Aye.
Wasserberger.
Aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with Senate file 4, dry bean research, which was subject of message number 425. Senator Case, are you ready with respect to message 421, Senate file number 52, elections?
I will be by the time you get it read in.
Okay, if the reading clerk would please read in the message.
February the 27, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 421, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 52, election vote centers and electronic poll books.
Senator Case.
Well, pass. Ayes 47, noes 11, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Patricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Mr. President, thank you. I would move message number 421 regarding the concurrence request for Senate File 52, elections, vote centers, and electronic poll books. Pardon me, Mr. President. The entirety of the amendment is that our good friends down the hall added an appropriation. And the appropriation, I believe, is $64,000 to the Secretary of State's office. It is, we had a lot of debate about whether this appropriation was needed. We were under the impression when it left the committee that there was a possibility of beginning to implement this without the appropriations. As it passed through the Senate, The Secretary of State came to visit with us and really made a persuasive case that the appropriations was needed. The House took that advice. They put the appropriation on and went through Appropriations Committee. I support the appropriations. I support the effort. I think it's necessary to implement the bill. I would ask you to vote aye.
Discussion. Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, now we find this bill is not only a bad bill, it's an expensive bad bill. I would urge the Senate to vote no.
Further discussion? The motion is that the Senate do concur with Senate file number 52, which is part of message number 421, and you've been asked by the chairman to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson, District 2?
No.
Anderson, District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
No.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
No.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
No.
Ross?
No.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
No.
Scott?
No.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Perkins, aye to no. Cooper, aye to no. Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 17 aye, 13 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with Senate file 52 being part of message number 421. Senator Driscoll, are you ready with respect to message 427, which is 142 building code regulation?
Mr. President, I am.
Sure, we got you.
The reading clerk would please read in the message.
February the 27th, 2015, from the House of Representatives, message number 427, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate file 142, Building Code Regulation. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 42, no 16, excuse 2. House respectfully asks Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendments. Tricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Let me read this. Motion to lay back. A motion to lay back the following list of bills passed the Senate by vote indicated. The following bills will be laid back until 6 p.m. Thursday, May 5th, 2013. Second reading, third reading. Oh, you forgot the general file.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the general file was on there, too. Okay, we'll get that corrected. Sometimes we just have to get it. Work until we get it right. Yeah, the only thing that's left off is the revisor's bill.
Okay, is it 5 or 6?
205.
Yeah. 6. Pat is really happy with this. She'll get over it. Senator Driscoll.
Mr. President, I move message 427, Building Code Regulation, which was Senate file 142. Senators, this was a good bill that passed out of here in good shape. The House managed to confuse itself, stripped off part of the bill in committee, and then the next two amendments on it are to put on what they stripped back off and reworded a little bit. They worded it, Section A of the bill, just slightly differently than it was coming here, and it came back in good form. And I would request that you vote aye and concur.
Discussion on the message. There being no discussion, the motion is that the Senate do concur with Senate file number 142, which is part of message number 427 from the House. And you've been asked to vote aye. If the chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
No.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
No.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
No.
Coe?
No.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
No.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
No.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
No.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
No.
Wasserberger?
No.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote?
Aye.
Cooper? Aye to no. Christensen? No to aye. Closing vote? Closing. Vote closed. 19 aye, 11 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with Senate File 142, Building Code Regulation. The next item is message number 422, Senate File 58. Senator Ross, are you ready with respect to that?
I am, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
February the 27, 2015, from the House of Representatives. Message number 422, concurrence requested. Mr. President, Senate File 58, State Park Officers Benefits. Senate file listed above passed on third reading in an amended form as follows by the vote indicated. Ayes 41, no 17, excused 2. House respectfully asks the Senate to concur by adopting the listed amendment. Tricia Benskin, House Chief Clerk.
Senator Ross.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move message number 422, concurrence request in reference to Senate File 58, State Parks Officers Benefits. What the House did was they went in on page 2, line 8, and after the word from, they added in the word general so that it says that the Department of State Parks and Cultural Resources shall pay into the account from general or non-general fund sources, a contribution equal to 1%. I would urge the body's favorable consideration of this. Remember that this is with regard to disability and death benefits.
Any further discussion on the message? If not, the motion is, does the Senate concur with message number 422 with regard to Senate File 58, State Park Officers Benefits, and you've been asked to vote aye. Roll call.
Anderson District 2?
Aye.
Anderson District 28?
Aye.
Barnard?
Aye.
Bebout?
Aye.
Burns?
Aye.
Case?
No.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Esquivel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson? Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have concurred with Senate File 58. Next item of business is Joint Conference Committee reports. Senator Hicks, are you ready with respect to Senate File 12, trespassing to collect data?
Yeah, Mr. President, body is the committee. I'd ask you to vote yes.
Hold on. We need to read it in. If all I need is yes right now. Thank you. If the reading clerk would please read in the message.
Joint Conference Committee report, Senate File 12, trespassing to collect data. Reference House message number 344. Signing for the House, Representatives Miller, Baker, and Walters. Signing for the Senate, Senators Hicks, Escobel, and Kinski.
Senator Hicks.
Mr. President, I'd ask for your yes vote on the Joint Conference Committee report. Members of the Senate, let me walk you through here and tell you what happened. We adopted the House Standing Committee Amendment Number 1. What that amendment did is just make this conforming with existing misdemeanors. It changed it to 1 year and a $1,000 fine. We had 6 months and up to $5,000 fine. So that's what the Standing Committee Amendment, House Standing Committee Amendment Number 1 did. We adopted the House Third Reading Amendment, or Second Reading Amendment Number 3. What that did is that just inserted that you have an interest, an ownership interest in real property or statutory, contractual, or other legal obligation to enter on those properties. You find that language we brought in on page 2, line 6, page 2, line 18, and page 5, line 2. Next thing we did is we deleted the House Committee, Third Reading House Committee Amendment Number 1 completely. We did bring in some language in there. Basically, the Scribners in the House felt that there was better language there. So what you see in the next section on page 2, all the way through there, is we struck the word or crosses and just inserted the word access. So they accessed that open land. Down on line page 2, line 20, just to clarify and be consistent with the verbiage up above, we inserted the word the specified. So that's just consistent language brought all the way through the bill. Next section is we included an additional definition in the conference committee. That confirmation or that definition that we included was the definition of the word collect. This is important. This is the only really substantive portion of the bill that we brought in. Under that, the collect means to take a sample or material, acquire, gather, photograph, or otherwise preserve information in any form from open land which isn't submitted or intended. This brings it back. This is the important part. If you collect this data, you intend to submit it to an agency of the state or the federal government. The next sections are just deleting and renumbering. If you turn over to the second page here, page 5, line 1, we deleted the Senate Committee second reading or first reading amendment, and then also the House third reading amendment. Basically, that was that subsection D. By adding the definition to collect, that addresses that subsection D, and we deleted that altogether. The next section on page 5, line 11, after violator, we just deleted the balance of that line. It was felt that that language was a little bit confusing. There was some legal arguments as to whether that was submissible or not submissible. It wasn't substantial to the bill, so we deleted that last sentence in that line. I'd ask for your favorable consideration of a yes on concurrence.
Discussion on the amendment, Senator Bebaum.
President,
Are we sure we moved it? I know it was right in. Do we move it? Maybe you should just move it to be sure.
Move it, be sure, and then if the sponsor were providing an explanation to make sure that, explain, and I'll take the privilege of the floor here, but explain whether the word collection now exempts somebody who wants to provide it, for example, to a university periodical, which will in turn then be submitted to the an agency of the state. Senator Hicks.
Yeah, Mr. President, I'd like to move the Joint Conference Committee report to House Message Number 344 and ask for your favorable consideration.
To address the question, that is, have you changed? You limited now to only that which is directly supplied, and not one that's supplied to a report that you know is going to be submitted later to.
Mr. President, I can't hear you. I'm sorry. I'm a little congested here. If you could speak up.
My question is, you've changed the word collect, changed the bill. What happens if somebody wants to collect the information to supply, for example, for a university article, which will later be submitted to an agency?
Mr. Chairman, or Mr. President, this wouldn't have any implications at all unless that data was collected illegally in conformance with the bill. If they went out and followed due process and collected that information and submitted it to an agency, it would have no implications whatsoever. This would only be captured if that data was collected illegally through a trespass.
Discussion on the amendment. The motion is the Senate do adopt Joint Conference Committee report for Senate file number 12, trespassing to collect data. It references House message number 344, and you've been asked to vote aye. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2. Anderson, District 28. Barnard. Bebout. Burns. Case. Christensen. Coe. Cooper. Kraft. Dockstetter. Driscoll. Emmerich. Escobel. Geis. Hastert. Hicks. Johnson. Kinski. Landon. Meyer. Pappas. Perkins. Peterson. Ross. Rothfuss. Scott. Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
No.
Closing vote? Closing vote closed. 26 aye, 4 no.
By your vote, you have adopted Joint Conference Committee report message number 344 relating to Senate file 12, trespassing to collect data. Senator Christensen, are you ready with respect to Senate file number 13?
Yes, Mr. President.
If the reading clerk would please read it in.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 13, Method of Execution 1. Reference House Message Number... Don't have one on there.
There is no message number. Should we insert one in there?
There's not one listed on here.
Let's see if we've got one. We'll just write it in.
Yeah.
You got a pen?
It's message number 353.
Does that sound right?
353?
Let's double check. We'll wait until our chief clerk agrees.
Let's hold off on that. I'm not sure yet.
353?
383. 383. So it's... It says
35. So it's 383.
What is the number?
It's 383.
Okay.
383. So you just read it. Okay. So okay. It's on.
Joint Conference Committee Report, Senate File 13, Method of Execution 1, Reference House Message Number 383, signing for the House, Representative Croker and Pownall. Signing for the Senate, Senators Christensen, Burns, and Rothfuss.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move that when the Senate we adopt message number 383 on Senate File 13, the conference report. Members of the Senate, what happened here is we took this same vote last week and sent it over to the House. They voted, and it was a split vote. Their vote failed. Later, one of the members came forward and said he had made a mistake on the vote, but they'd already sent the report out, and so they requested that we reassign the same committee, come back with the same motion. And again, this is Senate File 13, method of execution, and the change was from anesthetized till unconscious to be given a sedative. And I ask you to vote aye.
Discussion on the motion. The motion is the Senate do adopt the Joint Conference Committee report to Senate File 13, referencing House Message Number 383, and you've been asked to vote aye. The Chief Clerk will please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
No.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll. Emmerich,
aye.
Escobel,
aye.
Geis,
aye.
Hastert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
By your vote, you have voted to concur with Joint Conference Committee report related to Senate File 13, Method of Execution 1, and relating to House Message Number 383. Bills on second reading. Not ready to do that one. House Bill 65, second reading.
House Bill Number 65, State Employees Group Insurance, County Employees.
We have an amendment. Senator Dockstetter.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Oh, I'm going to.
Members of the Senate, we bring you this amendment after the folks who worked.
Got it. Let's read in the amendment.
House Bill Number 65, second reading, amendment number 1 to engross copy. Delete the Meyer et al. Committee of the Whole amendment.
I apologize, and if you'd move the amendment, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move second reading amendment number 2 to House Bill 65. Members of the Senate, bring you this amendment after we had a chance to visit with the folks who court.
I've got it on Senator Perkins. Sorry about that.
That's okay. Members of the Senate, I bring you this amendment after we had a chance to visit with those who coordinate with the counties, those who coordinate with publications. They reached an agreement there, visited with the folks who originally put their name to it. There's agreement there, so this language matches the current statute. It's a better fix, and ask for your favorable approval for this amendment.
Any discussion on second reading amendment number one? There being none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Second amendment reading number one has been adopted. House Bill 65, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered. House Bill 215, second reading of the bill.
House Bill number 215, Community Juvenile Service Board's Creations.
No amendments or discussion? House Bill 215, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. House Bill 235, second reading of the bill.
House Bill number 235, Foreign Businesses Entities Reinstatement.
Do we have an amendment? No amendments. There are no amendments, no discussion. House Bill 235, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. House Bill 243, second reading of the bill.
House Bill number 243, Child Abuse.
No amendments, no discussion. House Bill 243, having been read two separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, is so ordered. House Joint Resolution number 4, second reading of the bill.
House Joint Resolution 4, Balanced Budget Amendment Resolution.
Senator Perkins, do you have that, or would you like me to do it? Okay, if you'd please read in the amendment.
House Joint Resolution 4, second reading amendment number 1, delete the Senate Standing Committee Amendment.
Mr. President.
Let's have a corrected copy. There it is.
Is there a corrected copy? Do we have a... Well, this is the same one I brought this up with me. That's one from my seat. He did.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Chairman, I move a second reading amendment number 1 to House Joint Resolution 4. Folks, what this does is it begins in the first two paragraphs, the whereas clauses to this bill, and makes sure that we're not, rather than petitioning, we're actually declaring an interest to later petition. I'll walk over here. You know, sometimes this computer system just doesn't pick up as well as others, but... other days. So, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice President, what this does is goes into the whereas clauses and makes sure that we're not actually petitioning at this time. We're declaring the state's interest to petition a later date, and you see the same correction in the second whereas clauses. And then down in the salient information, we say it is the legislature of the state of Wyoming agrees with and substantially supports the adoption of a budget amendment that substantially in the following form, and then where everything was in Section 1 becomes Section A, B, C, which is a subset of the area. But again, and we qualify, you see that subject to the conditions set out in Section 2 of this Act, and same thing at lines 28, subject to Section 2 of the Act. And Section 2 of the Act makes clear that we do have these unique things. We do want to have protection. And finally, Section 3, which is very important, is the Wyoming legislature will convene in a special regular session to adopt the amendment in Section 1 or in the form of that at a later date. And then finally, Section 4, which is the original language, we make sure that We've asked the office of the governor, along with we'll assist that in going around and trying to communicate with our federal delegation and others to begin to look at mechanisms to protect our interest in our federal royalties, mineral royalties, pilt dollars, that sort of thing. And as I said before, I can visualize two or three easy ways to begin that process, including there is procedures for amending your act of admission to change your act of admission to protect those items, which if ratified by the state would make contract that could not be amended later by either agencies or Congress without the consent of the state. So the purpose of this amendment is to make sure that make sure that this is not a current declaration. And one thing I could see, Mr. Chairman, is that on third reading, we do have to make a correction. You see on lines 23 and lines 29, there's a reference to Section 2. That is an error. It should actually be Section 3 of each of the, which refers to the condition that you see over on page 2. But we can correct that on third reading. But in general, what this does is begin to make sure that this is not a current request. Rather, it's a request to do so at a later time.
Thank you. Discussion. Senator Scott.
Mr. Vice President, I have a good deal of concern that this amendment doesn't really have the effect that the maker of it alleges when you look at the wording carefully, because it's left in, if you track through carefully, it is left in on page 1, line 13, the language that pursuant to Article 5 of the Constitution of the United States, the legislature of the state of Wyoming petitions the Congress of the United States to call a convention of states limited to proposing an amendment requiring, etc. That language all stays in. So I think this amendment leaves it in that form where it is a formal call for a constitutional convention. The effect of the amendment, when you trace through where you've got some conditions subject to the conditions, and I think it's the conditions in the new Section 2 as I track it in, I think what that does is introduce, Mr. Vice President, considerable uncertainty as to whether or not this request is identical with the request from the other states. So it may or may not be interpreted as being the same. And I think that just introduces quite a confusion. So I'm neither for nor against the amendment. I think it simply confuses the bill significantly. And Mr. Vice President, put it in or put it out, but it shouldn't be in this form when we vote on it in final.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. On and against the amendment, I would agree with the former colleague's comments that this definitely confuses this application. It's no longer considered an application. It's now a gummer, and it's a that'd be an understatement. It's not just a gummer. It doesn't serve the purpose of the original intent of the bill. Using words like interest to petition, willing to petition, as I read over these words, I kind of thought about our Declaration of Independence, and if we inserted words like this, we're willing to, we're thinking about it, you know, we really might mean it someday. That's what this says. I think of one of our former colleagues that sat behind me, wasn't a really big fan of resolutions, hated them. And I asked him one day, I said, you know, how else can we communicate with our federal partners if not through resolutions? And he said, you know, most resolutions aren't worth the paper they're written on. And this one right here would make us one of those resolutions. And it would give us further argument of never, ever submitting another resolution again if it was written using these words. So on against the amendment.
Senator Bebout.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Vice President. Members of the Senate, just think about a little bit what we're trying to accomplish here and what this amendment does. It sets a framework up for us to participate and be involved in one, yet we're thinking with the size of our state, the size of our state and the issues there that we're trying to protect ourselves. The language in there is very clear what we want to try to accomplish as we move forward. What's wrong with saying, okay, we're going to come to the table, but before we do, we want to have some assurances that certain things are possibly met and open up other doors and avenues that may not be available for us. I think that's what this does. You could argue that this is really a commitment to it or not. I would say it's not a definite commitment unless the conditions in this are somehow mitigated. So I think it makes good sense to try to protect our state.
For discussion for the sponsor takes his second time. Senator Peterson for your second time.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I know that it's very tempting to think that we're unique out here in our wonderful state of Wyoming. And in a lot of ways, we are. There's a lot of public ground out there that we're concerned about losing revenue on, and we've seen that low-hanging fruit be plucked before. I get it. I understand that concern. But think about what these other states that are presently signing on to this application, their own applications, what they stand to lose. Populations 10, 20 times the size of ours, all the social programs that might be just as low, considered low-hanging fruit, that could be plucked just as easily. Think about transportation systems in cities and counties in some of our eastern states. Low-hanging fruit. When we talk about a balanced budget, that could be plucked just as easily. I would submit, fellow senators, that they have more to lose with a balanced budget amendment in some of their social programs and public transportation programs, and you can go on and on and on. They have more of a list than we do. And so the concerns are just as valid to other states. I'd like to think, and I know that you do too, as far as our state as being unique and wonderful, and we think it is, but other states have just as much to lose when we start talking about balanced budget, making those hard decisions and saying, you know, we're going to have to cut here with our federal highway money. We're going to have to cut here with some of our social programs. Yeah, it's going to be painful. I look up at some folks here in the gallery, future generations. That's what this is all about. Do we need a balanced budget on the federal level? Sure. We've all received the emails, the concerns of the runaway convention, the scariness of the sky is falling, cats sleeping with dogs, the world coming to an end. You know, I just don't buy it. I don't believe it for a minute. This amendment, the way it's written now, and we've used this term many, many times since I've been down here on this floor, vote this up or vote this down, but don't let this amendment go through and weaken either you're for an application or you're not. Simple as that. Thank you, Mr. Vice President.
Senator Escobel.
Mr. Chairman, seeing as how the good senator mentioned the individuals over here at the top of the gallery, may I take this occasion to ask for privilege of the floor real quick?
Sure.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The people up here in the gallery are students from Afrobaugh Grade School, second, third, and fourth grade. They're the students of Ms. Dixon and Ms. Amon. Would you join me in welcoming students from Afrobaugh?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Senator Escobel. We hope you enjoy, students, we hope you enjoy your day in the legislature. Back on the amendment. Before the sponsor takes his second time, there be none. Senator Wasserberger.
Well, thank you, Mr. Vice President. On and against the amendment, I think essentially it guts the bill, but I would remind the body that in the last few weeks, South Dakota House and Senate passed this balanced budget amendment. North Dakota House has passed it 70-20. Oklahoma House Rules Committee passed it 8-1, and the Utah House passed it on Friday 40-30. So I would ask your your vote against this amendment and your vote for the House Joint Resolution.
Thank you, Senator Wasserberger. Sponsor taking a second time, Mr. President.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, Vice President, and the honor for the amendment. Folks, I think this weekend I probably cleared out 300 or 400 emails, about 50% of them, which is on this topic. What's fascinating to me is that I look at the folks that are writing the emails for and against a constitutional convention, and they're all part of, if you look at them in my county, they're all part of the same clique, neighborhood, and they might be two neighbors that are very interested in this topic, and one saying, by gosh, we got to have it because this is the only way we're going to control federal spending, and the other one saying this is leads to a runaway convention, it'll change our Constitution as we know it. This would be insanity to do that, stop it. And, you know, I think maybe two-thirds of our constituents have no clue that we're even considering this or what it means. And you got that one-third who are generally sort of disciples in the same area, half of whom believe it's one way and half of believe it's one thing. And I, what I submit to you is this. This is such a drastic event that is calling for a Constitutional Five convention, that if the state of Wyoming is going to do this, we owe it to ourselves to put it into interim study and make sure that we have answered the questions on both sides of that issue, that indeed this will not lead to a runaway convention. And again, we can debate among ourselves all we want, but this bill came quickly. It's here. It has not been interim study. And my gosh, why would we be out making a request of this magnitude without putting it through an interim study and making sure it has the scrutiny and answers all the questions of those folks that have that proclaim their knowledge in this area? And particularly when you have constitutional scholars on both sides of the issues. In the meantime, I think the state of Wyoming is interested in a balanced budget amendment. We are interested in trying to seize every opportunity we can to garner the support from other states that share our general view and begin a process where we begin to permanently resolve the issue and protect our revenues from lands that were pulled away from the state for the opportunity of homesteading and developing, such that our state would end up with this unique position where we have over 40% of our landlocked in this, with federal ownership. And each and every time we see the federal government go to do a balanced budget, one of the first places they look to is cash. And our federal mineral royalties are cash, and they're routinely rated for a small program that might run it for a year or two at best, sometimes 6 months, because it's not a significant enough to run any substantial federal program. But it is substantial enough for a majority if they of the Congress, if they choose, to run a small program. So we need to find a way to protect these assets. And this is one opportunity that we have to those people that are those states that are looking for our support to say, we are considering it, we will look forward, we'll do some more investigation. In the meantime, we need your help to protect our revenues. On and in favor of the amendment.
Thank you. Ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Nicholas's motion to adopt Senate second reading amendment number 1 to House Joint Resolution number 4, say aye. Those opposed, no.
No.
Senate, or second reading amendment number 1 has passed second reading. Division having been called for, all those in favor have voted aye. Please stand. start over. Those no. Plan to be counted. Second reading, amendment number one to House Senate Resolution 4 has passed second reading. We have another amendment. Mr. President, you want to stay there? Are you going to? Okay. Let's read. Can we read in second reading amendment number 2, please?
House Joint Resolution number 4, second reading amendment number 2, delete the Senate Standing Committee amendment.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. Vice President. I would move Standing Committee Amendment number 2 to House Joint Resolution 4. And ask for the body's favorable consideration. This basically, folks, I probably pretty much know how this vote's going to go, but I thought I'd give it a last chance to try to return it to the application that it was really originally intended. And that's what it is. It's an application for a convention of states. And basically, some of the points that I would make is that in Section 2, this application constitutes a continuing application in accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution of the United States until all the legislatures or of at least two-thirds of the several states have made applications on the same subject. This application will be aggregated with those applications but shall not be aggregated with any other application on any other subject. So we limit it just to the balanced budget. And the application won't be aggregated or combined with other applications that are mentioning other subjects in their application, and so it's a balanced budget only. The original wording, Section 1, was used. Deleted a lot of the whereases, kept it simple. Basically, it's just an application for a balanced budget amendment, and the importance of this, again, is that each of our states operate with a balanced budget. We're not our federal government. We're in trouble. Folks, we are. And $18 trillion is a lot of money. The thing that frightens me about this figure is that when I first came down, it wasn't $18 trillion in federal debt. It was somewhere closer around 10 or 9. Now it's doubled in size in the 10 years that I've been here on this floor. 10 years, doubled. Here's the frightening thing. We all know how interest works. Anybody that has a credit card or a bank loan, this amount, before I leave this Senate, will be doubled again. We'll be in the 30 trillions. I mean, it's going to advance that quickly. It's frightening. It's frightening. And when I see these young generations, we're spending their money. We're spending future generations' money just willy-nilly. And it frightens me to think that somebody's holding that bad debt. I don't know how truthful it is, but a third is what I've heard is what a country that might be considered in the future an enemy is holding that bad debt. Now that's frightening to me. This balanced budget amendment to hold this convention is, I think, one of the more important applications, one of the more important bills that we might pass this session. It is a good strong message to the federal government from our individual sovereign states. It's a convention of states. And this amendment brings this application back to where it was originally intended. And granted, Mr. Vice President, our good rules committee heard 4 of these different applications, or 5. I think 4 from the other side and 1 from this side. And they know more about this process now than probably they'd like to know. And they did a good job in reviewing all of them. They put in the time. And I commend them for that. But an application is just that. It's an application. If it's not, then certainly vote against the bill in its entirety if we have this wording left in from the previous amendment. So on and for this amendment number 2, Mr. Vice President.
On amendment number 2, Senator Scott.
Well, Mr. President, I have some of the same feelings about this amendment I had about the previous amendment. I think it's a bit of a muddle on this thing. And part of the difficulty I have is on lines 25 and 26 on page 1 of the amendment, where it says requiring that in absence of a national emergency, including but not limited to an attack by a foreign nation, terrorist organization, etc., including but not limited to. So you could declare almost anything a national emergency and get out from under this. If the amendment's going to say that, it's going to be harmless. It'll be a real gummer. The Washington will go around it in 10 seconds. The trouble is that if you take that out and be strict about it, then you've got something that'll get us in real trouble. So you have a difficulty in writing a constitutional amendment in this area that either is not either so loose they go right around it or so tight that they can't get around it when you have a real crisis and we need to. And, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Vice President, excuse me, I'm concerned that with the Section 2 application abrogated with those amendments but shall not be aggregated application to any other subject, if somebody proposes a slightly different form that's either stricter or looser than this, but more likely, given this one is loose, a stricter version, does it get aggregated with that or does it not get aggregated with that? I think there's a confusion here that makes this a very difficult subject. And, Mr. Vice President, neither on nor against this amendment, I think this amendment does not yet solve the problem with the bill.
Thanks, Senator Scott. Senator Ruffus, Mr. Minority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Vice President, excuse me. On and against the amendment, and what this does effectively is strengthen, obviously, the resolve of the state of Wyoming to move through this Article 5 process, and we've all heard a lot about this. We received a lot of email about it. My concern, Mr. Vice President, is that I just don't see how the problem that we have is the U.S. Constitution. It doesn't seem to me that if we look at everything that's going on, our debt is certainly a difficulty, that at the end of the day you can reasonably blame that on a poorly worded constitution written by the forefathers. That's not the root of the problem. We have problems. Those problems are resolvable through legislative means. There's a lot that we can do as a legislature, as a state, as the people of Wyoming, as the folks in other states that falls well short of amending the U.S. Constitution to try and resolve this national debt problem. We talk a lot about these constitutions and how, excuse me, these constitutional conventions and how they would be played out. And the theme is always, well, we'll send our best and brightest and they'll fix this. I don't understand, Mr. Vice President, how we can suspend our disbelief in that circumstance such that we believe we'll be able to send a group of best and brightest to that convention that will get things right, when after repeated attempts, we've sent groups to Washington, D.C. and to Congress that have led us to the position that we're in. I just don't see the analysis or logic that follows and leads us to that course. There are things that we should do. I think everyone in here would agree that we have a deplorable amount of debt. But at the same time, Mr. Vice President, I wouldn't even support personally, and this is a view that perhaps I'm different from many of the folks in the Senate, but I wouldn't support a balanced budget constitutional amendment even if we could get there. The reason being, flexibility in governance is a reasonable and beneficial thing. It's not a useful approach to bind the hands of Congress. It would be nice if we could count on them to do the right thing, but just to say, well, you've failed for so long to balance the budget that we will eliminate some of the tools that you have and force you to do so. Well, Mr. Vice President, my question would be then, if they haven't done it so far, how would they miraculously know what to do to balance the budget if we took away their ability to not have a balanced budget? We say that we do this, that we personally do this in our lives, that we always have a balanced budget, and that that's a good thing.
We don't have the luxury of the United States, first of all, in being able to print money. That's kind of a handy thing. It really is. The fact that the rest of the world acknowledges the U.S. dollar as being a currency to trade oil, to trade many other resources and commodities, and recognize it as a valid commodity itself is something that we probably take too lightly as a country. It's an incredible resource. If we force a balanced budget, we diminish that resource and we diminish the flexibility there. In international policy and international relations, the way we interact with other countries, there is a lot with regard to debt, with loans, with credit. It's a marketplace, and what we would be saying is that we're not willing to participate in the loan, debt, and credit side of that marketplace as a country, which again limits our abilities in international diplomacy in a way that might be very negative. We have an exemption possibly on this amendment, Mr. Vice President, that talks about in times of war and other circumstances. Well, there's two ways you can look at that. One is, as the good senator from Natrona County said, which is that it's a gummer and it wouldn't have any effect. We can just do it whenever we want, in which case, why would we need this particular amendment to go forward? The other is that it actually would restrain us in situations when we needed things to be done. We had an instance a few years ago that didn't quite rise to terrorism, but we needed a large amount of cash infused into the economy to stabilize, and it ended up working pretty well and helped us to avoid a deeper bottom for the recession that many other countries around the world ended up experiencing by not doing the same type of approach and going with an austerity approach. So, Mr. President, saying that it would be good for us to bind the hands of Congress because they've been inept over the last couple of decades does not seem like a reasonable solution. Finding a way to try to convince Congress to behave in the manner that they should, eliminate that debt, and we've seen proposals. One of our members of the legislature right now in Wyoming has a pretty good proposal along those lines if it would receive support, and perhaps over the next few years it will. There are good proposals out there. Changing the Constitution, Mr. Vice President, doesn't seem like the best approach, recognizing that we could have potential risks, we could have the runaway convention, we eliminate some of the tools we have in international relations, and we do that without any certainty that a solution will be forthcoming.
Thank you, Mr. Minority Floor Leader. Any further discussion? Are you ready for the question? No. Senator Peterson. Mr. Senator Peterson, hang on a second. We've got a technical difficulty here. Senator Peterson.
There we are. Thank you, Mr. Vice President. If this balanced budget concept or philosophy is not that important on the federal level, then it really shouldn't be that important on the state level either. I mean, let's untie our hands. I mean, why is that even in our Constitution? I mean, that argument of Mr. Vice President just doesn't hold water with me, and I hope it doesn't hold water with many in this room. Balanced budgets are a wonderful thing. Budgeting is a wonderful thing, as my father used to tell me. Whenever I got a handwritten letter from my father in college, I knew I was in trouble, and it would always address the circumstance of budget. So I learned very well how to budget. And I come from a poor county as a county commissioner where we had to learn how to budget. And we had to say no a lot. We've had to say no down here in this session a few times. Not quite as poor as the particular county that I hail from, but we're not quite there yet on the state level. But a balanced budget is a wonderful thing. And I think our federal government should be required to submit to a balanced budget. And I've heard comments down here of throw the rascals out. There's other ways to solve this problem. In my lifetime, I haven't seen it. 55 years old, I haven't seen it yet. I don't know how much worse it has to get before the states, through the Constitution, through Article 5, it's our right, it's our responsibility. I would say it's our duty. And if we don't do it, I don't see another answer or solution out there. You know, the states are lining up, and if we don't sign up with an application, we'll still be invited to the convention because it is a convention of states. I don't know where our table might be in the room. I would guess somewhere in the back. That's okay. We'll be there regardless. of whether this application goes through as a gummer, as a resolution, or whether it goes through as an application. We're going to be there at that convention when it's called upon to have. So with that, Mr. President, I would ask for support on this amendment. If you don't like the convention process, still have concerns, then vote the bill down. But don't send a resolution announcing to the world that we're thinking about it. Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Peterson. Are you ready for the question? All those in favor of Senator Peterson's motion on second reading number 2 to House Joint Resolution 4, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.
Second reading amendment number 2 has failed. Second reading. House Joint Resolution number 4, having been read 2 separate times, the question is, shall the bill be read a third time? Hearing no objection, it is so ordered.
For that order of business, bills of third reading and final passage. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, do you have a consent list?
Mr. President, I do, and this third reading consent list for the Senate is as follows. House Bill 81, Wyoming Lottery Distributions. House Bill 108, Trespass, Landowner Liability. House Bill 162, Providers Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. House Bill 166, Electrical Safety and Fire Prevention Amendments. House Bill 182, Public Assistance Eligibility. House Bill 205, Revisers Bill. House Bill 228, Subdivision, Family Exception, and House Joint Resolution 1, Regulation Freedom.
Would any of the members of the legislature like any of those bills removed? Senator Rothfuss.
President, I ask that House Bill 205, Revised Bill, be removed from the deficit. House Bill 205.
Without objection, House Bill 205 is removed. Any other bills be removed? Having been read 3 separate times, the question is, shall these bills pass the Senate? House Bill 81, Wyoming Lottery Distributions. House Bill 108, Trespass Landowner Liability. House Bill 162, Providers Orders for Life-Sustaining Treatment. House Bill 166, Electrical Safety and Fire Prevention Amendments. House Bill 182, Public Assistance Eligibility. House Bill 228, Subdivision Family Exception. And House Joint Resolution Number 1, Regulation Freedom. Will the Chief Clerk please call the roll?
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout. Burns?
Aye.
Case?
Aye.
Christensen?
Aye.
Coe?
Aye.
Cooper?
Aye.
Kraft?
Aye.
Dockstetter?
Aye.
Driscoll?
Aye.
Emmerich?
Aye.
Escobel?
Aye.
Geis?
Aye.
Hastert?
Aye.
Hicks?
Aye.
Johnson?
Aye.
Kinski?
Aye.
Landon?
Aye.
Meyer?
Aye.
Pappas?
Aye.
Perkins?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
On the consent list, 30 aye. House Bill 81, are there any changes? Perkins, aye to no. Wasserberger, aye to no. Dockstetter, aye to no. Hicks, aye to no. Anderson, 02, aye to no. Meyer, aye to no.
Case,
aye to no.
Nicholas, aye to no.
Nicholas, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing Vote closed. House Bill 81, 22-I, 8-No. House Bill 108, are there any changes? Case, aye to no. Perkins, aye to no. Rothfuss, aye to no. Ross, aye to no. Escobel, aye to no.
Nicholas, aye to no.
Nicholas, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. House Bill 108, 24-I, 6-No. House Bill 162, are there any changes? Bebout, aye to no. Dockstetter, aye to no. Geis, aye to no. Case, aye to no. Perkins, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. House Bill 162, 25-I, 5-No. House Bill 166, are there any changes? Closing vote. Perkins, aye to no. Wasserberger, aye to no. Dockstetter, aye to no. Driscoll, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. House Bill 166, 26-I, 4-No. House Bill 182, are there any changes? Hicks, aye to no. Perkins, aye to no. Meyer, aye to no. Bebout, aye to no. Cove, aye to no. Geis, aye to no. Dockstetter, aye to no. Driscoll, aye to no. Christensen, aye to no. Ross, aye to no. Barnard, aye to no. Kinski, aye to no. Johnson, aye to no. Wasserberger, aye to no. Anderson, O2, aye to no. Cooper, aye to no. Landon, aye to no. Emmerich, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. House Bill 182, 12-I, 18-No. House Bill 228, are there any changes? Closing vote. Closing vote closed. House Bill 228, 30-I. House Joint Resolution 1, are there any changes? Anderson 28, aye to no. Rothfuss, aye to no. Hastert, aye to no. Coe, aye to no. Escobel, aye to no. Emmerich, aye to no. Johnson, aye to no. Kraft, aye to no. Closing vote. Closing vote closed. House Joint Resolution 1, 22-I, 8-No.
Having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 81, 108, 162, 166, 228, and House Joint 1 have all passed the Senate. House Bill 182, having failed to receive the affirmative vote of the majority members elected to the Senate, House Bill 182 has failed to pass the Senate. House Bill 212, third reading of the bill. We're going to restart. House Bill 205, third reading of the bill.
House Bill number 205, Revisers Bill, sponsored by the Management Council, being enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
No amendments? Discussion. Senator Rothfuss.
Thank you, Mr. President. Today is Dr. Seuss's 111st birthday. In the spirit of that day, I thought I'd say a few words about the Revisers Bill. Revisers Bill, you bring the Senate such a thrill. I would not vote against you now. I would not feed you to a cow. Not with dry beans at KBAC 1 on feral horses as they run. Not with powdered alcohol, despite my right to try them all. Magna Carta, I do declare, drone protection everywhere. Firing squads and bighorn sheep, forfeit assets while you sleep. On and for, Revisers Bill. Don't drink the milk, you might get ill.
Roll call on the bill.
Very good.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
No.
Geis. Astert,
aye.
Hicks,
aye.
Johnson,
aye.
Kinski,
aye.
Landon,
aye.
Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins,
aye.
Peterson,
aye.
Ross,
aye.
Rothfuss,
aye.
Scott,
aye.
Von Platern,
aye.
Wasserberger,
aye.
President Nicholas.
Aye.
Esquivel, no to aye. Closing vote. Closing. Vote closed. House Bill 205, 30-I.
House Bill 205, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 205 has passed the Senate. House Bill 212, third reading.
House Bill number 212, Workers' Compensation Claim Apportionment, sponsored by Representative Larson. Be it enacted by the legislature of the state of Wyoming.
We have an amendment. If the reading clerk would please read it in.
House Bill 212, third reading amendment number 1 to engross copies, page 2, line 11 through 20.
Senator Ziglione.
Thank you, Mr. President. I move third reading amendment number 1 to House Bill 212. This goes into the experience rating that this bill does with regards to employers. And basically what it says is any determination by the division regarding causation of the injury pursuant to this subsection shall be only used for rate-making purposes and shall not be admissible in any civil litigation regarding the injury. This makes it clear what it's doing, what this bill does in terms of experience rating for the employers. And it has no effect outside of that, and I'd urge your favorable consideration.
Discussion on the amendment? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. That amendment, third reading amendment number 1, has been adopted. We're now back on the bill. Any further discussion on the bill? Question haven't been called. The chief clerk would please call the roll.
Anderson, District 2.
Aye.
Anderson, District 28.
Aye.
Barnard.
Aye.
Bebout.
Aye.
Burns.
Aye.
Case.
Aye.
Christensen.
Aye.
Coe.
Aye.
Cooper.
Aye.
Kraft.
Aye.
Dockstetter.
Aye.
Driscoll.
Aye.
Emmerich.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Geis.
Aye.
Hastert.
Aye.
Hicks.
Aye.
Johnson.
Aye.
Kinski.
Aye.
Landon. Meyer,
aye.
Pappas,
aye.
Perkins?
No.
Peterson?
Aye.
Ross?
Aye.
Rothfuss?
Aye.
Scott?
Aye.
Von Platern?
Aye.
Wasserberger?
Aye.
President Nicholas?
Aye.
Closing vote. Closing vote closed. 29 aye, 1 no.
House Bill 212, having received the affirmative vote of the majority of the members elected to the Senate, House Bill 212 has passed the Senate. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Thank you, Mr. President. Before I make announcement, may I have privilege of the floor?
You may.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members of the Senate, it's the intent of your floor leader to bring up the governor's appointments on Wednesday. And if there are any names on that list you wish to have removed off the consent list, please let me know. With that, Mr. President, I move that we stand in recess until 2 p.m.
Announcements. Senator Ross.
Mr. President, your Appropriations Committee will be meeting at the noon recess in room 204 to consider interim topics. And I believe then when we come back, if I'm correct, Mr. Majority Floor Leader, at 2 o'clock, we'll be presenting the conference committee report on the budget bill.
That's correct. Senator Case.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Corporations Committee will be meeting with House counterparts at 12:30 today in S-19 to discuss interim. Also, your Select Committee on Tribal Relations will meet upon final adjournment today. Same room, same purpose.
Senator Von Platern.
Thank you, Mr. President. Joint Minerals and Economic Development will meet about 12:20. The time presently is 12:02 in House 18 with our counterparts to discuss interim topics.
Senator Meyer.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 8, Transportation, will conduct a hearing on the governor's appointment of Mike Larson to the Transportation Commission at 12:45 in S-14. We have a change, Mr. Chairman, on our interim topics with our counterparts from the House. That is canceled at noon today and is upon noon recess on Tuesday, March 3rd in House H-17.
Senator Christensen.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your Judiciary Committee number 1 will meet with our counterparts over in the House side, room H-8, upon the noon recess today.
Senator Peterson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Your committee number 3, Revenue, will meet tomorrow at 1 p.m. to discuss the Board of Equalization appointments from the governor.
Senator Cole.
President, your committee number 4, Education, meet right about 20 minutes after 12 up in the committee room to do our appointments, the 1 to the State Board of Education and the 5 to the University of Wyoming Board of Trustees.
No further announcements. You've heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. The Senate shall stand in recess until 2 p.m.